What's going on, guys? What's popping? It's your boy.
Hello.
Skinny Tim. Skinny Tim.
Really, after the three bowls of chicken ramen?
I'm sweltering hot right now.
You ate three bowls of chicken ramen.
Well, yeah, the heat from that, as well as the fact that
did you ever put hot, if you had to cool off your ramen, how'd you do it? You just
like when I was
chill?
A kid?
Yeah.
I just don't cover ice cubes in.
All right, I was just making sure that was just handy.
No, that's
because I was, that felt like one of those things where, like, maybe I was the only one that did good.
Classic.
I'm glad we're all on the same page.
If you needed it quick, you would throw it in the freezer for like 30
seconds. No, I ain't never did that.
Yeah, for like 30 seconds, you bust it out.
No, just the ice cubes mixed around, usually is enough.
It's depending on how fast you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Expeditiously.
Anyway, if you're wondering what's going on, I don't know what the screen looks like right now. I can't see it.
We're wondering too.
Our camera's like kerplunked.
So we're going back to the OG days.
Yeah, we were thinking about audio only, but then we realized we didn't have to do that. And Jordan also would like to play League while we, you know, do this.
So
Jordan is going to be just doing whatever he wants.
He might
scroll the gram. He might play League. He might play Pokemon.
You know when you're on TikTok and it's like Subway Surfers and a Family Guy clip?
That's what's going to happen.
We're trying something new.
You're never going to see us, but you'll see Jordan doing something while we talk.
Yeah. This is perfect for Spencer.
Are we paving the way for a new type of
It
podcasting?
Might be, but I think this episode is designed specifically at Spencer. It's got League of Legends gameplay.
Sure, yeah.
It's got Jordan's face.
Of course.
And us talking.
Yeah.
What more could he want?
Exactly.
I think it's perfect.
So we're going to start it off by ranking Lord of the Rings, though. You will see that because you can see stuff on the screen.
We can pull that up.
So we're going to talk about The Fellowship of the Ring.
Yes.
Which is the first
the
movie.
The extended cut.
Yes.
The
3 hours and 48 minutes.
I will say I was pleasantly surprised. The credits were 27 minutes.
Yeah, because it was like double credits.
Yes. I was so thankful. I was like, yes, please.
So 3 hours and 48 minutes for the first movie. 3 hours and 58 minutes for the second movie. Four hours and 25 minutes for the third movie.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
You want to rank it first? What do you want to do?
Let's just rank it first.
All right.
Jordan wants to be in on this conversation.
Hop on the sticks, brother.
I mean, I did nominate it. I feel like I should be important.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Of course.
You watched as well?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
We sat together.
We just going to 3, 2, 1 it?
Sure.
Which one is it?
Okay, yeah. 3, 2, 1, A. All right, that's 2 A's, 1 S. I think it was an A. I don't think it's quite S. I can't compare it to the rest. Obviously, I haven't seen them.
I think there could be room for an adjustment. I do need to rewatch all 6, and then I can probably give you a better idea of how I feel about this.
For sure.
We've talked about it before, how there are some things that feel old.
Yeah.
The times this movie feels the most old is when they're trying to do slow-mo shots.
The slow-mo shots?
They didn't have time. They didn't have the technology to do slow-mo shots. Yo, every time, it's like somebody it's just, they don't actually have slow-mo frames. It's just they take the frames and slow them down.
Yeah, sure.
Which is not how you do it now.
Yeah.
So that was a little off. That bothered me.
Yeah. The CG of the characters, when you did a wide shot and they're running, for example, when they get past the Balrog on the bridge and they're running down the stairs, they look real rough on those stairs.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like I felt like all the CG was quite good.
Yeah, the Balrog looks good. Yeah. For 2001?
It was just when the characters were like running quickly in, obviously, there was CG where you were like, there's some holes here.
So you don't know where this plot goes. You know how it ends.
No.
What?
I have no idea.
You don't know how Lord of the Rings ends.
You're in for a ride.
I legit have no spoilers. I have no idea how any of this goes.
Then we won't do that.
This is partly the reason. I have a wand. This is partly the reason I was saying that we should have watched Hobbit first, because this movie does just leave a lot of like empty gaps.
It does. But that's how it was for all of us.
Yeah. And so, but it's one of the scenes where it's like there's a lot in this movie that's hard to.
But I could infer some stuff because I have seen the first Hobbit movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when he's talking about the dudes turning to stone and stuff.
The trolls. Yeah, that's an obvious, like, this is a nod. And when the time they made this movie, they're like, oh, that's a nod to the actions of the stuff that happened in The Hobbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that, it's just like, oh, why are we...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. For someone who's a layman, and even for me, who's, like, pretty familiar with a lot of it, but just not in terms of the plot-wise.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot. It feels like somehow... almost 4-hour movie lacks an insane amount of exposition.
Mm-hmm.
Where like there's just certain things that are like, man, we're just saying stuff. Like certain things that just feels like you're just automatically supposed to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
now,
for example,
I will defend that though, because I think you're supposed to, because this is based on the books. They're going into this assuming you've read the books. That was the hype behind it.
Yeah, but I just think that's a bad way.
I think it's less of an exposition problem, and maybe what I'm about to say does just fall under exposition. But my main problem is I have a hard time telling how much time has passed in between key moments and how far away places are.
Yeah.
So when Saruman has the army built and ready and just says go, and I feel like our guys have been on the move for like weeks.
Yeah.
And the orcs just show up in like a day.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't have a clear concept of how far things are.
Yeah.
How long time has been.
There's stuff that. Yeah, like for example, like I was saying with the orcs turning it, they're like, their orcs are in the sun. And they're like, we're gonna expound on that, or we just, and I know what the reason is, like he's done the thing, but they don't really like dive deep into it. They kind of like move past it quickly. Yeah. There's also other stuff like with character interactions, like for example the elf lady when she's like, I've been looking for you for days, and I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why have you been doing that?
Yeah,
they don't explain that. She just says that, and then also she's like, no, Frodo, you can't die, and I'm like, you just met this man.
Mm-hmm.
You literally have never seen this man in your entire life.
They just know, bro.
And for some reason, she's like crying over him possibly dying, and I just didn't. I was like, I don't buy this. And there's like a lot of stuff like that, but mm-hmm. like with character interactions where you're like, I don't buy that. I don't buy this. I don't buy that either.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. I don't buy that.
That's fair. No, I think that's fair. And it's hard to, I mean, obviously these are very big, big books, and you're kind of condensing it down into even what is a very long 3.5-hour movie. It's still a lot to condense down.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of it, I think it's hard not to like pretty much every character that's part of the Fellowship.
Yeah.
They're like, cool. They're either wholesome Gimli. Or badass.
Yeah, Gimli is so funny.
Like, Gimli is like, yeah. Or when he's like, you know.
I guess the elf kind of doesn't do much in his movie.
Wait, who?
Say
Legolas.
The arrow guy? He doesn't, like, in terms of, like, saying stuff.
He himself does not have big plot things. He's just guy with a bow and arrow.
He has the highest kill count in the movie.
He does, for sure.
He's hella goated with the bow, but he, like, doesn't say nothing.
You don't know why he's here. You don't know much. Yeah, that's fair. You don't know much about Legolas.
Also, that was one of the things. I just don't buy that this big, large group of individuals is like, we have this secret meeting, and we're figuring out what we're going to do with this all-powerful artifact. And then Frodo's like, I'll take it. And they're all like,
No, I think that's completely fair. Because they all understand the corruptive power of the ring, and that none of them should carry it themselves.
And he'd already brought it to them.
So yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird.
And Gandalf is the biggest vouch you have there. And if Gandalf is like, yeah, give it to Frodo, he's wholesome enough to get this mission accomplished.
I don't know, just certain things. And it's also like established that the ring will corrupt people if it's just out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sitting there on a thing. So like you would think these people would be like, nah, I'm taking it. But the only one who does is that one guy.
Yeah.
Which then insinuates that the corrupting power is not all that
strong. No, it's insinuated that it corrupts man faster than like anybody else.
Except for what's his name for some reason.
Who?
Aragorn?
He admits it's corruptive to him too, but it's also like,
he seems like immune.
He's him. Yeah, he's the goat.
Is he though?
Yeah. Come on, look at him.
And then you establish like his bloodline is, that was their whole shtick, was getting got by the ring.
Well, true.
So you're like, his bloodline's also the bloodline who defeated the guy with the ring.
Yeah, but then snatched it because they could.
And then Gandalf has a whole thing about it. He's like, listen, also, you can either rise above your bloodline, your heritage, and do what they couldn't do.
Yeah.
Or fall to the shadows like them.
The timetables also don't make a lot of sense.
How it's been 3,000 years?
Yeah, when they say
when like, they quoted that, I was like, no they, way, yeah, bro.
When they did the time skip, I was like, okay, we probably got like 300, 400, 500 years. And that they say however many thousand, I was like,
yeah, I was there 3,000 years ago, and you're like,
Jesus Christ.
No, I agree. I think the time, that's what I'm saying. The timelines don't make sense.
For some reason, it takes them 3,000 years to get back in the mix, and then now he's back for some reason, and now everyone's like, yeah, we really remember that guy from 3,000 years ago for some fucking reason.
Yeah, I think when you start to look out and you don't have that pre-assumed knowledge of what events have happened and stuff like that, it's a little more chaotic. But when you just zoom in on the Fellowship and the chemistry there between the hobbits and Gandalf and the crew.
It is the OG orcs and elves and shit, so.
Yeah. That means 2001, baby. This is where it starts. It's pretty good, though. I still enjoyed it.
I did have a good time.
I'm pretty excited to continue it.
Yeah, me too.
I do not remember. I know where the finish line is. I know some things that happened before that.
I assume Gandalf comes back to life.
What makes you say that?
Because he's in all the posters.
Well, brother, why are you looking at posters? Come on. Don't look at the posters.
I was like, why they put him on the posters when they definitely leave it a cliffhanger where he dies.
Oh, he's dead, bro.
They're like, oh, he's right here on the poster.
He's
dead,
bro. For the third one, too. Nah, you were looking at the Hobbit posters.
No, I wasn't, bro.
Okay.
He definitely comes back. And I was crying. I was like, damn, I'm kind of getting got by this.
Game yeah, no, the You Shall Not Pass is iconic, bro.
And then when it ended and I seen him on the next two posters, I was like, oh, well, that's fucking.
I also think it's funny, though, because it's like this tiny bridge. He's like, you shall not pass.
Yeah.
But the Balrog has wings for what purpose?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah.
Gets him with a fire whip.
Yeah.
Run, you fools. That was pretty cool. There's a dude, the one does not simply.
One does not simply walk into Mordor.
Yeah, that was a funny moment. Yeah, that's iconic. I was like, yo, it's the thing.
But that, no, that whole scene with the start of the Fellowship, when it's like, and you have my sword, and you have my bow, it's like, yes, bro. It's like Avengers moment. It's pretty iconic. You're like, all right, let's get the team together.
Yeah, it does, I guess in the simplest terms, the biggest problem I have is it feels like a lot of the times characters are just clairvoyant. Like, it just feels like motherfuckers have future sight.
Well, they literally do.
But, like, Aragorn's like, nah, we gotta let that guy go. Because it's, like, it's God's plan. You're like, okay.
What, letting Frodo go?
Yeah. There's just, like, a lot of... But there's a ton of little instances of that where, like, it feels like people... Their whole motivation is they just got a feeling.
I mean, yeah.
They just got it.
Well, I mean, for that instance, I feel like Aragorn has realized that...
It's too dangerous.
That, the Fellowship is too dangerous. They can't all be around the ring or it'll corrupt them all. And the people you can trust are Gimli, the Frodo. Only one
who didn't try to grab them.
Yeah, I think it's because... Well, okay, if we look at it, right? Because
Gimli said, fuck it. He tried to...
Humans... It's been shown that man is the most power greedy and stuff like that. Because they're the ring race. But then Gandalf, they're also,
like, makes the whole comment where it's like, the only people that can accomplish this is man. When he's talking to... What's his name? The evil guy who turns evil.
He's not Saruman?
Evil. Yeah, when he's talking to Saruman, he's like, yeah, man, we got to give it to man. Because they... They're the ones that do it. And then Saruman's like,
I think
that
don't
make no sense, bro.
I think, did he not mean more like a general sense of...
I don't know.
Yeah,
because... I think he's talking about them as powerful wizards should just control it.
And Saruman are a different race. They're not human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but he said, like, we got to give the ring to man. And because they got to accomplish the goal. And
Saruman's do the halflings so not count stupid. As man? I don't know.
Nah, they're halflings, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they don't. They never got rings of power. When you're getting the exposition, it's like the dwarves got like,
yo, how, what,
three.
Yeah.
Or the elves got three, the dwarves got five, something like that.
The elves got three, the dwarves got five, and man got nine.
Yeah. And it corrupted man. I was
like, that's a weird why we're so racist out here.
Yeah. And the elves are like, I guess it's the elves are less susceptible than the dwarves, and the dwarves are probably less susceptible than
man. Yeah, it was weird where it was like, Home Slice has the rings, and he corrupted the people with the rings. They became ring wraiths. And then that one female elf was like, nah, I still got mine, though.
Probably because they're stronger. And it's not the one ring.
Yeah, they got three. But the whole thing is, like, he controlled all of the people who had the rings.
Yeah.
And but she was like, nah.
Not the my one name. Ring to rule
not
them
my
all.
Ring, though. Except mine. It rules all the rings but this one.
Yeah.
That lady was weird.
Yeah, she's pretty weird.
I was like, is she evil?
No.
And then I was like,
she gave everybody gifts, bro.
And then she had like a whole like, and she was like going demon.
Oh, she's like, I passed the test.
And I was like, what test?
Yeah, I was like, who's quizzing you, sister?
I know, it was like really weird.
All right, that's enough about Lord of the Rings.
That's the movie. We're gonna watch Twin Towers next.
That's not what it's called.
The Twin Towers?
No.
Oh, that's the shit.
My brother.
My bad.
Tune in next week when we watch the Twin Towers, bro.
Yeah.
Wrong 2001 event.
I know.
What's next?
Anyway, okay. Moving on to other stuff that's been going on.
Yeah.
While we've been gone. We took a little hiatus.
Yeah.
A siesta. Exactly.
Yeah.
We went to the North American International Championship for Pokemon.
We did.
It was a fun time.
It was a very good time. There's more QAM stuff. If you're curious about that whole event, we did a video on the Pokemon channel where we talk more about it. But overall, good time.
Yes.
Good buddy Spencer came up. Unfortunate. Yes. Someone tried to break into his car.
I know, bro. That was some shit, man.
It was
blunt. They didn't just try to break into his car.
They tried to steal it. And they did it. They couldn't do it. They sucked.
Fucked his car up in the process.
But
and that sucked.
God bless.
The fam.
Random people, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, it was a next door neighbor at the Airbnb who Jerry rigged it up so we could use it.
And he came out with the tucked in polo shirt, real tight on the gut, and the khaki shorts. Yeah.
It was so clutch.
You knew he was the
guy,
bro.
Yeah,
he might have even had a pencil in his pocket, bro.
We'll never see that guy pocket. Again.
No,
we'll never see him again.
I wish I could have found.
He was our Lord and Savior.
What we should have done is figure out his business,
yeah,
what he does, and just give a good Google review.
I'm pretty sure he was retired.
Oh man.
He said that he worked for a dealership.
He used to work for a dealership, I believe. I believe he's retired.
Yeah. Should have put him. It's all right. He's repping us now. We gave him a TM Academy pin.
We did.
So all ended up okay. Mm-hmm. Just kind of crappy situation.
Columbus city sucks.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled to go back to Columbus. Fucking would do
garbage city.
Would do NAIC again though. Of course, that was great.
Horrible city.
That was great.
Why don't you do like Cincinnati?
Indianapolis.
I don't even know if that's better.
Chicago.
Or not, but Columbus is like a dog shit.
Something
city.
With an actual airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's do Chicago next year. It's not my choice, but
something like that. Moving on.
Yeah.
The Xbox deal is over.
It's over. The FCC lost.
It's not fully over. Well, but it's pretty much over.
It's as over as we want it to be.
Yeah. It's just the CMA cloud stuff. They got to figure that out.
Yeah. No, we're going to be receiving our Activision Blizzard games over here at Xbox. We're going to be enjoying COD.
A few weeks, and you'll see at least the old games on Game Pass.
Yeah. Because that's already on there.
I bet every COD on Game Pass, because there hasn't been a COD for 2 years.
We have to come to an agreement.
Huh.
Jordan says MW2. I say Black Ops.
What do you mean? Like, that you want to play?
Yeah.
Black Ops 1?
Black Ops 2 for me, actually.
Oh. Those are both super solid picks.
So where are we starting?
I'll just download both. Black Ops 2 is goated, but MW2 is also goated. And the servers are back online and fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I assume is in advance of them going out of Game Pass.
Yeah.
Because that will make it have a very large player base.
I don't know anything about this, but do you think the microtransaction part of that is still live?
Of what?
Like Blops 2?
Did that even have
like skins?
Oh, it did. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Doubt it.
I don't know how they still make money off that. I bet they could re-release all the skins and stuff and make crazy money.
Maybe.
I think
they had some good ones. I owned several.
Yeah, I had some. There were some funny ones.
Yeah. They were cheap too. They were
like, yeah, that's $2 for skins. I liked it. It's cool.
Nowadays, it's like fucking $15.
And I'll also be waiting for Diablo 4 to hop on there. And then
it'll probably be a while. Shot.
I'm patient. I waited this long.
It's selling at gangbusters. So yeah. I would guess 6 months.
I don't know how many more people. How many customers are you going to lose? Because I feel like the people who haven't bought it yet don't really care enough to buy it.
It's just, I don't know. I'd guess about 6 months till it comes.
Because I feel like they make more money off of me if they put the game on Game Pass and then I buy the season pass.
Yeah. For you.
Yes.
But it's still just selling bukus. Just period.
Sure.
So I don't know.
That's fair.
And then you'll get the Tony Hawks on there and stuff. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Guitar Heroes maybe. I don't know. But we'll Call of Duty will not be day and date with Game Pass for at least until 2025.
Yep.
That was in the contract.
I saw they were talking about Sony, the Sony part of it, COD and Sony.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about Sony signing a worse deal than the one that they were offered.
They did, yes, because they're stupid. But it's still a 10-year deal and all that. But it's still
it's probably a thing of like Phil Spencer's gonna honor what he said,
yeah,
the first time and not be like, you guys are stupid,
yeah,
haha.
It's still a 10-year deal.
Yeah, because what was the one they signed? 2027, I think that's what it was.
I can't remember.
It was something like. Something different. I saw a different year.
But yeah, the day and date on Game Pass won't happen until at least 2025. Imagine a 3-month, 6-month exclusivity window before it's on. Well, not exclusive, but like paid window before it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, that's fair. Probably won't see any more Sony exclusive content though.
No.
I hated that.
You used to like Spec Ops was
a whole game mode
PlayStation for a full year. And I was like, whoa.
No, that stuff was ass. So that won't happen anymore.
That'll be interesting. We'll see what happens there. But it's almost done. It's almost in the bag.
I'm excited. Let's get it over with. Let's move on to the next acquisition. Who are we getting next?
I don't know. You just spent all your money.
Yeah. Like, there's nobody left.
All your cash is gone.
Ubisoft.
No.
We're coming for you.
So PlayStation will buy Square.
Yeah. That seems fair.
That's probably what will happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of Square, Final Fantasy 16, I've been playing it.
Yeah. You finish it?
Nope.
You beat it? How many hours?
I believe I'm in the home stretch. I'm like at the 50-hour mark.
Rookie numbers. For Final Fantasy game?
Bro, shut up, bro.
What do you mean?
Shut up.
I'm looking up to how long to beat.
On Final Fantasy 16?
See if you're actually in the final stretch.
I looked up the story missions in order and just looked at which story mission I'm on. I have 8 left of the 46.
Transformers, the new movie, is already out on streaming.
Yeah, because it flopped.
My mom just said she bought it, so
I guess we can watch it.
We're gonna watch and review Transformers next week as well.
Yeah.
What am I looking up? How long to beat Final Fantasy 16?
FF16.
Are you winning over there, Jordan?
Are you winning the game or?
Yeah.
All right, nice.
I'm struggling.
Okay, okay. So make sure the gameplay is entertaining for the people out there.
Oh, it's definitely entertaining. It's kind of crazy.
Are you a main story, main sides, or a completionist?
Main sides.
55 hours.
Okay, yeah, so I'm in the home stretch.
Yeah,
I looked up how many. There's 48 story missions. I'm on the 42nd.
Right? Oh, okay.
Or there's 46, and I'm on the 40th. Something like
that. I'm sure once you hit like 43 or 44, it's all like,
it's boom, 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 boom. They've been going faster because I had 12 this morning left.
Oh,
and so yeah. Like it was.
Cool.
It does feel like I'm in the home stretch. I do enjoy the game. I'm doing every side quest. I'm not doing every side stuff, but I'm doing every side quest.
Yeah,
because they pop up on your map like very prominent. Like there's a green thing, and I'll go and do all those. Then the next story, and then do all of them in the next. So.
Cool.
It's a good game.
It's got a triple.
There's some of the best boss fights ever in this game. Just period.
Yeah, occasionally Pikachu just starts singing to me, and it kind of scares me.
But yeah, some of the best boss fights ever in this game. Gives God of War 3 a run for his money.
There's really? Like,
there's some real good
shit. I don't know. God of War's got some good ass.
No, this one, there's awesome. Like several ones in this where I was like, my jaw was just wide open for like a full hour.
Bro, I wish you would stop buying digital.
No.
Please?
No.
I'm going to play.
I don't want you to waste. You don't even have a PS5.
Oh, yeah, you're also, right.
Also, my PS5 doesn't even have a disc drive.
Sorry, I thought you got this on Xbox.
No, it's not on Xbox.
Yeah, I know.
Please, it's PS5 exclusive, not even on 4.
Yeah, I know. I'm stealing your PlayStation again.
Yeah, you gotta wait till post Spider-Man now.
Yeah, that's what I did last time.
Yeah,
I waited till there was no games out, and then I played like 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next after this, I'll be playing the Oxenfree games, which Noah played. I played one already, but I want to play 2.
I don't even know anything about them.
They're great. They're just really good, like narrative indie games. They're like 6 hours long. Then depending on time, I want to play Dave the Diver. Real bad.
Never heard of it.
Indie game on PC.
Oh, okay.
But I'll play it. It's deck verified. Okay. It's like a fun little thing. And then.
Cool.
I don't know what's on the docket. We're going to be playing Catan tonight on Xbox.
Hell yeah. Woo. Catan.
It's going to be
fun. It runs really smooth, too. I'm like, it's good.
Wait, yeah. Are you hating? You don't want to play?
Well, I would always much rather play in person. But to get Chance in, yeah, sure. Of course I'll play online.
Okay. So just me, Chance, and.
Spence?
And Jordan?
Spence?
Spence also said he wants in.
Well, is it only how many players is it?
It is 4 players only, which has thrown a wrench.
If I need to drop, I can.
We could also just
I got Legos 2 to do.
Pods going. Because I assume Adrian would want to play. And that's 7 players of the 8 that we need.
Listen, I just gave you a solution.
It's still not a solution. With the amount of people that want to play,
listen, you had 4, and then you named 2 more people. So it sounds like a problem. Hmm?
Yeah, it's still a problem.
Yeah, it wasn't until you added more people.
Like, Cena and Spencer have fucked it. Plus, Spencer probably going to bed in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
he's a seepy boy.
I don't know. Y'all can figure it out.
Moving on.
Yes.
I played a little bit of Lorcana. Card game.
A new card game.
Yes. There's a website where you can... A pretty good website where you can
print Disney proxies. Princess game.
Yeah, Disney Princess game. It was very fun with the limited card pool that's available because it's only the cards that have been revealed.
Yeah.
It does feel like there's not a lot of synergies going on. But I think it's just a product of the whole
thing. I think it was cooler more so to test the game mechanics. And
I just wanted to
see I think it's exactly what we were expecting it to feel like.
It feels good.
It feels good.
There is a lot of choice of like challenge, quest, ability. I don't know. Which of these do I want
to use? No, I agree. I think there's a lot of choice in, okay, which card do I put into my energy pool here, which was a thing we did when we played Dragon Ball. And then, to exert, to go on a quest, or to challenge is a very hard choice.
I think the best way that we'll feel how the game feels is when we just buy the starter decks. Because those will have, they won't be super powerful, but they'll have the most synergies.
Yes.
We'll be able to fuck with those.
When is this, when does it all come out next month?
August 18th.
So okay, pretty soon.
Literally a month away.
Cool.
Yeah. Very excited. Hopefully they do a full set reveal soon, because then we'll
I want them to
really get to see what's going on.
I'm shocked nobody's like leaked like.
There's been leaks, but it's just like a card here, a card there.
Like a whole booster box. I'm shocked it's not been leaked.
Nothing like that.
Whack.
Just people sneaking photos of playtest cards at an expo.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then finally,
yep,
it's the writer's strike.
Yeah, it's not even just the writer's strike anymore. It's the actor's strike.
Yeah, it's the double
starting
strike.
Starting
Hollywood's fully
about Friday.
Stopped right now, bro.
Yeah, bro. No more
you
movies.
See that. Oh, I don't know the actress's name, and that feels so rude. I'm so sorry. But Cillian Murphy and his co-star showed up to the red carpet, took the pictures they needed to took, and left.
Florence Pugh.
Yeah, it was Florence Pugh.
Yeah, they showed up, fulfilled their contractual obligations.
And dipped.
And then dipped, yeah. Because that's kind of what the Actors Guild is asking, not the Actors Guild, the Actors Union, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Is asking for is like, hey, finish your contractual obligations and then join the picket line.
Yep.
Don't do anything else.
That's what's happening.
And
that means we'll see Chris Nolan on Hot Ones.
Does that count as, I don't know. What is Hot Ones going to do?
I don't know. They can't get the actors now.
Yeah. I guess the directors are fine.
Just Nolan, boy.
I think Nolan kind of said himself. He's chilling. He's just like, yeah, I'm waited out with them.
Yeah. He said these people need to put food on them. And then what's been coming out is how absolute ass these people have been getting paid to do streamers.
Oh, dude, yeah. Somebody, one of the main actresses for Orange is the New Black showed that they made like $27 off of residuals.
Yeah.
Which is insane, dude. We're not going to get movies for a little bit here.
It's going to be wild.
Everything's going to get pushed back.
Marvel's going to be delayed. Cool with us.
Get ready to watch hella reality TV, bro.
Yeah.
I'm playing out of my mind.
Dude, Jordan, we're about to get like 4 more seasons of The Circle back to back.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, but they're just going down every season.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's the only content they can make right now is reality TV. That's
true. I mean, I guess I'm okay with that, though, because like, it's not a bad show.
Dude, Kylie told me they're making The Golden Bachelor.
Damn.
You know what that is?
No.
You know what that is?
No.
80-year-old bachelor.
No.
That sounds horrible, bro.
That sounds terrible.
Y'all in?
No.
You watching
no.
it? Come on.
You know what they should be making? They should be making some more Survivor. I'd watch that.
Survivor? So, they didn't stop.
I know, but like, give us like extra, like give us Survivor spinoffs, you know, during the strike.
Oh.
Because that show would be.
I mean, yeah, that's the stuff you're getting is all that. So.
Plus, also.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was changing the subject.
Yeah, go ahead. Change the subject. I'm chilling.
Stuff that we've been watching. You watched Secret Invasion.
Yeah, we Jordan and I have been watching some of Secret Invasion. I think we're what, three or four episodes? Four episodes.
Y'all are four. Because Jordan said y'all are watching four of
them. Yeah, we're 4 episodes in.
It's good.
It's honestly, I see comments on Twitter that are like, the writing is all over the place on this. And I'm like, I don't think so.
It feels really, yeah. I would say it feels really like, linear, like it feels like everything's going.
No, it's pretty good. I think some of the characters are a bit meh. There is one thing, like we find out something about Nick Fury. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how the hell did y'all just throw this in here? And it's just to have like a conflict. Yeah, it's to have a conflict. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if we needed this, but sure, it's interesting, nonetheless. By the way, I think it's a fine show.
I haven't watched any.
I'm curious if we're going to go like the Loki route where the last couple episodes are just banging.
Yeah.
Or we're going to go the Ms. Marvel route where it's like the last couple episodes have left a bad taste in my mouth. I don't care about the show anyway. Because right now I'm at the point where I'm like, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Show can go two ways now. You can do some really cool stuff.
Yeah, I've seen the reveal.
You can do some real. What reveal? The reveal?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a couple reveals.
I've seen them all.
About.
You can't say it without spoiling.
You can't give me any clue.
It's just someone was wiping a mirror.
Huh?
Someone was wiping a mirror.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Someone okay.
had to wipe it down.
Yeah. You seen that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Which I guess is cool.
It was pretty funny, bro.
I guess that's the way you explain it's like a meta explanation.
A meta explanation?
It's kind of like a meta explanation.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. For, like, something. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm curious how long is my question.
Yeah, I would assume it's the meta answer. The answer is the meta one.
I don't.
Are you not following?
No.
I'll tell you later. Anyway, I haven't watched any. I'm marveled out, bro.
Could not be me.
I'm like marveled out, bro.
Nah.
I like seen the show and I was like.
And then you watched, you were like, someone tell me the ending of the first episode. Someone tell me. And we're like, no, just watch it. And you're like, someone tell me.
I just looked it up.
And then you found out. And you're like, that's pretty cool. And then you never watched it still?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Yeah, dude, you're just fake.
I didn't. I watched American Born Chinese, though. First couple episodes of that. Which is actually a pretty good one. Very nice. Watched Blue Planet. We decided to do a David Attenborough nature documentary rewatch type of thing. It's a lot of them.
Is this just background stuff while you play Monopoly Go?
No, it's not on my phone.
Hmm?
This isn't Monopoly Go. This is my
No. I mean, like these movies.
Oh no,
the David Attenborough. Full attention
for David Attenborough. I'm getting toked up, and then I'm watching them because you're like, wow, bro, nature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm doing that. Okay. American Born Chinese is like actually good. Then I was watching Silo, but we watched 6 episodes. We just stopped watching it. I need to get back on that.
Yeah, there's like nothing pulling me in. I'm very excited for Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer's gonna be good, yeah.
But that's about it, bro.
Yes, sir.
I can't explain my excitement for Barbie. Really, it was the Ken promotional stuff for me. Watching Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie do some promotional stuff. I was like, yeah, I like the synergy. Oppenheimer. I don't know how you could be.
I'm just going to Barbie for y'all.
What is the plot of Oppenheimer, bro?
I don't know.
Man make bomb.
They posted the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't watch, but I really wanted to. It's just the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Why? Well, posted that shit on. I think I'd rather watch a Bobby Broccoli video.
I only seen the first part. It was Robert Downey Jr. walking in black and white, and I was like, I can't watch.
Yeah, no. Who is RDJ? Is he just a scientist?
Couldn't tell you.
Welcome.
Also,
to the
Roderick is in this.
I did share that.
Yeah.
Dude, hearing Christopher Nolan say Roderick rules.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's pretty good. All right, let's go to reader mail because we got a fast stack of it.
Yeah, the reader's been mailing.
Spencer says, with Halo being a semi flop and now Arcane dropping the ball with Redfall, this is old. Do you think there's some complications with Microsoft's internal development? And if so, how do you think it'll affect the Activision acquisition if that deal eventually goes through?
I thought we talked about this.
Did we?
I think we did.
It won't affect it at all.
It won't affect the Activision stuff. But, there's some internal problems.
Yeah.
I need to figure out what they're doing.
Do you roleplay in non-RPG games? Why or why not? If you do, what's one of your favorite games to roleplay in? This is Pablo.
What does this mean?
Jordan did Ghost Recon for a little bit.
Oh.
I still do Ghost Recon, not as much anymore, just because we got busy with stuff, but it's adds a layer of like internal immersion to be like, because like the character has like a story, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like when you're playing, especially when you're playing like a game like that, it just feels really good to be like in my head, like this is my person, like he's doing this for this reason.
Yeah, the reason
I'm playing this playstyle is because, you know, this is something that was important to him, and this, like, and there's like a bunch of side characters that you're like, they'll talk to each other like, oh, I recognize you from somewhere, and so you just make your own little story. You're like, oh yeah, I saved you from whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes it, because RPGs are just my favorite type of game anyways, so it just makes it feel like an RPG in a sense, which just adds to the ability to focus on it. I get bored of like linear games very quickly, so it helps not get bored.
Yeah, I don't really do that.
Yeah, no, I play mobile games.
I'll just be playing shit. Yeah. I just be playing stuff. Spencer says, of the big three, who does directs the best?
Who does directs the best? These days, I don't know.
They're like all equal pretty much.
Yeah, I feel like they all have
Nintendo
stinkers.
Nintendo fell
all
off
have
hard. Hitters. Xbox has picked it up.
Yeah, and Nintendo had
Sony's
a pretty
been the middle of the road.
Decent one recently. Sony, I think they mess up by not splitting up stuff. Like a 20-minute Spider-Man showcase at the end of your direct. A little unnecessary. I wish you would have put that somewhere else.
Xbox did it. But I guess they expressly labeled
it. Yeah, it was like, it was a hard cutoff.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just 20 minutes of gameplay.
No.
Not even with like
over.
It was
a great direct though.
Yeah. That was fantastic. You know what? I'm giving it to Bethesda. They win.
Okay.
None of the big three win. Bethesda wins. That was the best direct I've ever seen in my life.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. What's on Twitter?
I don't know.
We're going to talk about Jason Love for the last 5 minutes?
Sure.
No, let's not do that.
That's it. That's everything. We've done it.
Wow.
We've done
that. That was
show.
It?
Yeah.
I feel like surely something else had to happen in the last 4 months.
There has like been, nothing that
I mean,
it is enough for me to be like, oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Did Ocean Gate happen while we were gone?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, I watched Punch Drunk Love.
What's Punch Drunk Love?
Like one of the serious Adam Sandler movies.
Oh.
He said, oh.
I don't think I've ever heard of that in my life.
So it won an Oscar.
When?
2002, 2003.
Punch Drunk Love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And it was very good.
You like serious Adam Sandler movies?
I liked it a lot, actually.
Go watch The Hustle. I've been telling you to watch it forever.
Is that a serious Adam Sandler movie?
It's the Netflix one. It's about basketball.
Punch Drunk Love.
It's not a comedy. It's just Adam Sandler being a guy. This is a romance comedy?
Yeah. Wait, what? It says comedy?
Yeah, it says romance comedy.
Definitely didn't feel it.
Rom-com.
No, it was really good.
It has a 7 on IMDb, 79% on Tomatoes. All right, seems okay.
I liked it.
Bathroom supply business owner Barry Egan.
Mm-hmm.
Played by Adam Sandler. Interesting. I've never heard of this.
Yep. I liked it a lot. This is a weird movie.
Yeah. How'd you find it?
My dad's been telling about me about it for years.
Okay.
Anytime I talk about Adam Sandler, he's like, Punch Drunk Love.
Let me go look up the Hustle, bro. Not the Hustle. Is it just Hustle? Yeah, it's just Hustle. Bro, has an even better IMDb score and an even better Rotten Tomatoes score.
Maybe I'll watch it.
No, you won't.
That's it, folks. We'll catch y'all on the flip, though.
Yeah, we'll catch you later. What was the finishing record, Jordan? Yeah.
Was that like a perfect pod time for you to play one game of League?
Yeah. Definitely not. What? Nice. Really?
It was a long game. I went 27, 11, 18, 50,000 damage, got an S.
There we go.
So they got to watch a good game.
Pretty good. Nice. Pretty good job, Jordan. All right, we'll catch you on the flip. Bye.
Bye. Don't wait. There's no camera.